The ads, commissioned by Governor Cuomo's Economic Development Agency, feature New York business success stories, including the rapid growth of the Greek yogurt industry in the Mohawk Valley in central New York.
I'm not sure that any other state could have done what New York State has done for us.
The new New York works for business.
Other ads focus on the Nanotech Center in Albany, Smith Electric Vehicles of the Bronx, and BAE Systems in the Southern Tier, which struggled to recover from severe flooding after last year's hurricanes.
All of us were very scared for the business to move elsewhere.
New York State stepped in and offered great tax breaks and incentives.
The ads are narrated by Robert De Niro and feature music by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, all New Yorkers. Governor Cuomo says the state should have been running promotional campaigns all along just to keep even with other states, and he blames the oversight on Albany's past dysfunction. The governor says the ads address the perception that New York is unfriendly to business head on.
We're not hiding that New York has had a reputation for being an anti-business or problematic for business. And we're saying it's new, we get it, we heard it, we're different, we changed.
And it seems the state has a ways to go to convince others that New York is now, as the governor likes to say, open for business. The cable business channel CNBC ranked New York 50th out of the 50 states for business friendliness due to what they said was its onerous business regulations. The state ranked 34th in having an overall hospitable climate toward business. The cable channel did score the state number one in technology and education, based in part on the nanotech innovations, and New York is the home of many of the nation's top universities. Brian Sampson with the pro-business group Unshackle Upstate admits that obstacles for businesses still exist with the state's high taxes and higher business and living expenses. But he says there are a number of things that the governor and the legislature have done right, including passing a 2% property tax cap in 2011.
New York is much better than it was a couple years ago. When you consider from a business perspective, you know, we have the property tax cap. Property taxes were the number one tax for the business community. That's been taken care of. I think some of the state agencies are a little bit easier to work with.
But he says the state's numerous regulations, particularly environmental and labor rules, are a drawback, and he says politicians should focus on that instead of just giving out grants.
It's much easier to have a headline to say, you know, XYZ company is creating 50 jobs here in New York State, and the senator and the assembly member can stand there and, you know, be a part of the photo op. But isn't it just as equal a success story when we can say, because of economic development, this company is staying? And I think we as taxpayers need to embrace that it's okay to embrace the fact that economic development dollars are being invested to retain jobs, not necessarily create those jobs.
Sampson is also concerned about a proposal that Cuomo has not rejected that would raise the tolls on truck traffic on the thruway by 45%. Heather Brichetti, the head of the state's business council, says she thinks a key positive change has been the approach to the state's budget. Cuomo and lawmakers cut over $10 billion in the past 2 years, and she says that's resulted in some fiscal stability.
Two consecutive years of a budget with no new taxes, very little, if any, additional spending. In fact, I think year-over-year decline in state spending sends a strong message to the business community that we're not going to go back to the same old cycle of we need to spend more this year, so you're going to pay for it.
Brichetti admits that when it comes to marketing a state for business growth, perception does matter. And she says to that end, the Cuomo administration's new television ads will help. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.